There's a price for being me. Well, that's one I'll have to pay. And I'll take the good and bear the bad till my dying day. I wouldn't have it any other way. I wouldn't have it any other way. I can take the beaten path every time the trouble starts, but I'd rather take a beating than to ever cross my heart. Sticking to my guns can't be sold or bought. Holding to my honor no matter what the cost. And I wouldn't have it any other way. If there's a price for being me, well, that's what I'll have to pay.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Milton packing maximum sustained winds of 165 miles an hour. Storefronts in Fort Myers boarded up and people in Tampa being told to leave, even though a few say they're staying put, regardless of the danger.
I saw the evacuation order. I'm in high-rise downtown, so I feel pretty comfortable where I'm at. I got plenty of food and supplies, so I'm just going to stick it out.
ABC's Raina Roy is in Tampa.
At least 10 hospitals have evacuated patients, with ambulances coming from as far as Missouri. Authorities driving through coastal neighborhoods warning people to leave while they still can. Milton is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 hurricane.
The Justice Department is considering asking a federal judge to force Google to sell parts of its business in order to eliminate what it says is a monopoly in online searches. Rivals have little chance to compete for users, according to the DOJ. Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been handed out to a couple of scientists for their work on proteins, the building blocks of life. This is ABC News. Gym giant LA Fitness is now accused of failing to do enough to make their facilities accessible to people with disabilities. Federal prosecutors are suing in Los Angeles. A day after Pepsi said slipping snack sales are cutting into its bottom line, a major French fry maker is being forced to close down an entire plant.
French fry sales have cooled off as customers pull back on buying fast food due to rising prices. Lamb Weston, the largest producer of French fries in North America and a major supplier to fast food chains like McDonald's, announcing it will close a production plant in Washington State, laying off nearly 400 employees, blaming slow customer demand. Fast food chains have lured customers back with value meals, but that's not helping because the smaller portions mean less potato sales. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Some new faces might be showing up in the aisles of your local Home Depot store soon. CEO Ted Decker says executives need to get out of their offices and work at least 1 8-hour shift in a Home Depot every 3 months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. President Joe Biden was in Milwaukee Tuesday to announce a plan to eliminate lead water pipes in every city in America in the next decade. Wisconsin will receive more than $40 million to help remove local lead pipes. The Environmental Protection Agency says Milwaukee has the fifth highest number of lead pipes in the nation. Safeguards are in place to ensure the fairness and transparency of ballot counting and canvassing in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs dismisses the chances of local clerks or canvassing boards disrupting election results, predicting clerks and canvassers will do an amazing job. And just back from a deployment to Western North Carolina to assist in the wake of Hurricane Helene, members of the Wisconsin Department of Energy Management's Task Force 1 are ready to head to Florida if they're asked to assist in efforts concerning Hurricane Milton. Task Force 1 has more than 130 members around the state. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's 2006. While I'm milking cows, I'm noticing every once in a while, not only do I have a headache, but I'm noticing black spots in my vision. It turns out it was a brain tumor the size of a grapefruit.
My name is Tina Hinchley.
We run a family farm here in Wisconsin. Back then, most farmers didn't have health insurance. You try to figure out, what are you going to do to pay these bills? 2013, my brain tumor comes back, and I'm also diagnosed with breast cancer. But now, the Affordable Care Act has been passed, and now I have coverage. Farmers and people in the rural communities depend on affordable health care. Trump doesn't care if he takes away health care from us. He doesn't care what the consequences would be for me and my family. Doggone it, Kamala Harris is out there for us, protecting and expanding the Affordable Care Act. She fought for us to get health care, and she's fighting for us to keep it.
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message. Paid for by Harris for President.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny and warm here for a few more days, but we're going to bring back fall temperatures by the weekend. Today, sunny 74, tonight 46, tomorrow sunshine 81. We'll get to 76 on Friday, partly cloudy 65 by Saturday. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I used to come home late, not a minute too soon. Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hand. Up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending a fence. I guess I gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
Something with lots of feeling, cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I used to love to walk behind my daddy as he plowed our garden every spring. My little bare feet in the dirt would make me happy as we talked about what harvest time would bring. He'd say, son, this whole world is like a garden, and what you sow, you're surely gonna reap. Where bitter seeds are planted, hearts will harden, but a caring hand will make the heart sweet. And he was so in love for the family, and he was so in love, he took a little extra time looking forward to a bountiful harvest. Like a good father does, he was so in love. I used to love to sit and watch my mama working with her needle and her thread. So patiently she'd listen to our problems, and we knew she heard every word we said. She'd say, children, this old world is full scratches, and in your life you're bound to have a few. I guess that's why the good Lord gave us patches, so we can start each day out feeling new. Yeah, she was so in love. She was so in love, she took a little extra time looking forward to a bountiful harvest. Like a good mama does, she was so in love. Yeah, they were so in love for the family. They were so in love, a little extra time looking forward to a bountiful harvest. They took the care of us, they were so in love. Yeah, they did it all for us. They were so in love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Paul Overstreet, So in Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 30s to low 40s across the region, 70s today. And we'll have our ag weather forecast this hour in our newsmaker segment this hour, talking with Ben Herkenhoff with Compeer Financial as we continue our coverage from World Dairy Expo. The CDC has confirmed two human cases of the H5N1 virus in California. The cases occurred in people with exposure to infected dairy cows. An investigation led by California is ongoing. The identification of those two with exposure to infected animals is not unexpected and doesn't change the CDC's risk assessment for the general public, which continues to be low. At this time, there's no known link or contact between the first and second confirmed cases in California, suggesting that these are separate instances. And CDC will continue to collaborate closely with California and other state public health officials. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
My, how time flies when you're having fun and working hard for the dairy industry. Dairy farmer Audrey Donahoe has been on the board of Dairy Management Incorporated for more than two decades. And John Clark caught up with Audrey at last week's World Dairy Expo.
You know, I just want to make sure to let everybody know Dairy Management Incorporated, any of the state and region promotion boards, they're all farmer funded, but they're also farmer overseen. So as a farmer, I oversee all these programs and I make sure that that farmer's money is doing the best work that it can for the farmer. So we have that return on investment. Really big or small, we need them all. And I love that saying. And it doesn't matter what size your farm is. We're there for the farmers to make sure that their money is being invested into the right areas, the right programs, and they're having that best return on investment that we can for them.
While you're talking about return on investment, dairy farmers may say, I don't see any advertising, and there's an intentional reason for that.
Oh, absolutely. It was back in 2008, and it was a big change. I remember sitting in the boardroom saying, we want to develop this new strategic business plan where we're going to start taking some of our money and not putting it into advertising. We're going to put it into other areas. For instance, partnerships into bigger school programs, different areas that we're going to actually sell more of our product as dairy farmers. That's what we want. We want more milk to be sold. So in the partnerships, that's an easy one. Domino's, McDonald's, longtime partnership with them. They spend so much money advertising for us. So we don't put a penny into that. They also sell a lot of our product in their stores, and they've pushed to sell more of our product. Domino's uses more cheese. McDonald's went to all butter. They have their McCafe machines using, their ice cream machines using more real dairy products. So that was an excellent way to take our money and put it in a way that was going to work better for us, and that was in partnerships. And those are two prime examples of who's working on our behalf, McDonald's and Domino's. And like I said, they're doing a lot of advertising for us that we don't put a penny into, but it's doing good for the dairy farmers.
So marketing is important, but the research is very important too.
Oh, absolutely. Another role that I serve, I love, is National Dairy Council Chairwoman. And oh my goodness, I just love being in that position. So National Dairy Council has been around for over 100 years. We have a ton of research. And what we do is we take that research, that information, and we share it with our partners and also with organizations that we have relationships with. And one of our biggest new relationship builds that we have is with the Mayo Clinic. So did you know, John, in the first 1,000 days of a baby's life, and that's from conception on, it's a critical period for brain development. And during this time, a baby's brain grows from about 10,000 brain cells in the first month of pregnancy to a staggering 10 billion wow. by the sixth month. I know. And I'm like, this is why I love National Dairy Council. This research, this information is just amazing. How great it is to have that. After having 6 children and 9 grandchildren, now we're finding all this out. Like, that is just amazing to me. But 7 of the 14 nutrients that are critical to early brain development are found in dairy. The state and regional network has shared the insights with 35,000 pediatricians and pediatric caregivers around the country. But, you know, that brain development that they need, and, you know, and us, like my milk provides like half of what's needed. The cognitive skills, the brain development. I mean, that's just amazing. That is awesome. If it's not us promoting my farm, my product, my healthy, nutritious, the research behind the importance of it, if we're not doing this, who will? We need to be the ones out there. Farmers are investing into a program. They need to see a return on investment. And these are just very few programs I've touched on today. You know, if I can just have one farmer walk away with saying, hey, my money's going in the right place, I think I've accomplished a lot. But I like to set my standards high, John. So if I can have 100 farmers walk away and say, I know my money is working for me, then I feel like I've accomplished a lot here.
So you have a brand new website that you want to talk about.
Oh, yes. DairyCheckoff.com. Brand new. And I'm telling you, there is all kinds of information on there. That is the one-stop shop, and it'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Our thanks to you, Audrey Donahoe, and the rest of the DMI crew who are doing just a great job researching and marketing dairy products. For FeedWorks USA, I'm John Clark.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
it's lonely. Sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Travis Tritt, it's a great day to be alive here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 45 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November and December milk both up 13. November, 21.26. December, 20.78. January up 5 to 20.25. February steady at 19.70. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 5.25 to 188. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 192 and 3 quarters. 3 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3.5 to 267 and 3 quarters. 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 135.5. No trades on the day. Dry way down 0.5 to 60 even, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, cattle and hogs are called higher today. Now, boxed beef prices, while mixed yesterday, was not enough to set a negative tone in the market. The recent strength indicates strong demand for beef. The packers may not slow the processing pace further as they do need to supply beef to the market. Feedlots will hold out for higher prices this week as they know the packers didn't purchase many for deferred delivery. So expect those cattle markets to be mostly higher. Also, the hog market's moving higher as fundamentals continue to look to be positive even for the hog markets, with cash and some of the packer margins looking fundamentally positive. October live cattle opened the day at 188.47, December 187.87, February 188.95. October feeder cattle open at 250.32, November 250.30, January 247.45. October hogs open at 84.12, December 77.17, February 80.77. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher on technical buying today. There's also a good export demand. There's been some export sales for corn, beans, and wheat, and also ahead of USDA's reports to be released on Friday. So a little bit of positioning as well. December and March corn both up 2. December at 422 and 3 quarters. March 440 and a quarter. May up 1 and 3 quarters to 449 and a quarter. New crop 25 up 1.5 to 455 and a half. November beans up 5.5 to 1021 and 3 quarters. January up 5.5 to 1040. March up 6 and a quarter to 1055 and a half. And new crop 25 up 6 to 1071 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal up 260 to 325.60. while October or December soybean oil rather down 2 cents to 43.07. Chicago wheat December up 8.25 to 6.03. March up 8.5 to 6.26.75. Minneapolis wheat December up 8.5 to 6.53.5. March up 9 to 6.75.25. Energy markets lower once again this morning. November crude oil down 48 cents to 73.09. December down 41 cents to 72.57. November gas down a cent to 2.05. December down 2 cents to 2.03. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Farmers, it's harvest time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 351, December 356, January 359, new crop 25, 394. Cash beans 931, December 943, January 948, new crop 25, 976. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 360 and 3 quarters, November 365 and 3 quarters, December 375 and 3 quarters, and January 385 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 373, December 386, January 398. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 365, November 365. Cash beans 946, January 949. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 371, new crop 25, 404. Cash beans 916, new crop 25, 976. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 380, November 382, April 419, new crop 25, 416. Cash beans 947, November 962, April 1025, new crop 25, 1007. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 368, January 377, cash beans 950, and January 956. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 176, market cows 90 to 128, bulls 130 to 162, calves 280 to 990, beef steers 180 to 350, Holstein steers 140 to 345. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 195 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 195 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 190, finished beef heifers 180 to 188.50, finished dairy steers 168 to 178, market cows 95 to 117, market bulls 127 to 160. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Memphis.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. And thank you to our Expo sponsors, including Olson Farm Services, Farm First Dairy Cooperative, Synergy Co-op, Utter Tech, Osteoplastics, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and Compeer Financial. Joining us right now, Brad Herkenoff, and he is with Compeer Financial. He's a dairy lending specialist. We're going to talk a little bit about the dairy markets. Obviously, we have the dairy folks here from Compeer at World Dairy Expo. And Brad, thanks for joining us. Been an interesting year in the dairy industry. Maybe there is a little light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we came off a really nice year in 2022. 2023, obviously, more of a struggle. You know, milk prices were, you know, it didn't allow for a whole lot to work with there. 2024, first quarter was, you know, a little rough, but rebounded here in the second quarter of 24 here, and it's been strong since. We got some good feed prices. They really came down a lot. So, you know, income over feed cost margins are looking good right now.
And you know, we have seen some reduction, at least a little bit at times, in the cattle inventory, even in milk production. And it doesn't sound like a lot at times, but boy, that one half percent reduction really changes everything.
Oh, absolutely. The cow numbers are tight right now. They're, you know, we're no higher than we were the last couple years. And with the beef price or the beef market the way it is, right now our dairy cattle are worth so much just for the wombs, you know, to raise a beef calf out of them. So, yeah, it's been really interesting.
I know we've had some interesting weather this year across the upper Midwest, you know, the drought in Minnesota. For a while we had the drought here in Wisconsin, you know, in March, and by the end of April, May, we were out of it totally. But we've had some severe weather, so there have been some challenges for the dairy producers with those crops, which could potentially make some issues for next year, right?
Yeah, correct. I would say, you know, I'm out of central Minnesota area, kind of cover Minnesota and into northwestern Wisconsin. Most of that area was pretty decent, average to pretty good. So, you know, most of those are sitting, I would say, okay for feed quantity and quality that's there. But yeah, there are parts that are going to be a little bit more challenging that way, where they didn't get the feed that they were planning on. So,
talking with Brad Herkenoff, he's a dairy lending specialist with Compeer Financial. So as we get ready, I know we're still harvesting, but we have to start to plan for 2025. So what do producers need to be thinking about and getting ready for those plans? Because before you know it, it's going to be planting season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's always just a matter of what's the future plan of the dairy. You know, are they looking at remaining kind of status quo? Are they looking at some expansions? But we're always, you know, discussing risk management, you know, being aware of, you know, cost of production, what it takes to get all the bills paid and make the payments for around the farm. So risk management is always one, but controlling on the income side and the expense side. And right now with where feed prices are at, a lot of inputs, it's looking pretty decent that way.
And that inflation has been something that has been a difficult part for the last couple of years, but hopefully we're seeing a little bit of a change in that. But that's where the producers really need to kind of get those pencils out and really start looking at all this stuff.
Yeah. And some of those they're so hard to control. I mean, I look at like repairs and maintenance. It's unreal what the repair cost has done over the last couple years due to inflation. And it's hard. You know, there's not a whole lot of options. Repairs have to be done. So,
and we're talking with Brad Herkenoff. He's a dairy lending specialist with Compeer Financial. Now, Brian, I'll use myself as the example. Let's say Brian's dairy. Okay, I'm hearing this, and it's like, I know I got to go through this, but I really could use some help. That's where yourself or any of the Compeer staff, you guys love coming to Brian's dairy or any farm. Let's look at it together.
Correct. Yep. With Compeer Financial, we have a specialized dairy team that that's our focus. All we work with is dairy clients, and able to provide great service and resources to any of our dairy producers and any farmers within our territory. So,
So you can always talk with John Zander, of course, out of the Eau Claire office with Compere Financial. He's and he also makes some great clocks, too. I'm just going to tell you, we have some of those at the station. He does a great job with that. But you can give John a call as well. And Brad, again, thank you for joining us this morning. Brad Herkenoff, he's a dairy lending specialist with Compere Financial from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin-run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. The warm and dry conditions continue in our ag weather forecast. A cold front will push through on Friday, bringing in a cooling trend through early next week and increased relative humidity values. There is a slight chance of some rain showers near and north of I-94 Saturday afternoon through Sunday afternoon. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, high 67 to 72, relative humidities at 33 to 38%, east winds at 5 to 8, we'll see 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 41 to 46, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, southeast winds at 5 to 8. For Thursday, sunshine, warmer, high 74 to 79, relative humidities at 37 to 42%, south winds at 5 to 9, 10 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, highs 60 to 65. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower, highs 55 to 60. Monday, partly sunny, cooler, highs 50 to 55. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs once again 50 to 55.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans' benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Halloween wasn't invented by costume shops, candy makers, and little monsters craving a sugar buzz. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned and learn the origins of Halloween as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information.